Hello, listeners. I am Derek Quackenbush, and this is Podcasts of America, Mastering America for Your Success. Welcome to our series on getting into America's top universities and this concluding episode. We're joined again by Suzanne Condon, the founder of Coast to Coast College Counseling and an expert on the college admissions process. So, Suzanne, we've covered a lot of ground in this series, and I think some key points really stand out. Do you want to take our listeners through what you feel are the key points from our discussion?
Absolutely. Bottom line, the most important thing is gathering accurate information. This is a very complicated and complex process, and I think information is key. You want to get as much information as possible prior to starting high school. Now, keep in mind, there's all kinds of sources out there, and I have to tell you, there's a lot of misinformation out there. So this is where having a private counselor as a consultant for you comes in really handy, because you can always run your information past somebody who will tell you whether that's accurate or not. The second most important thing I think high school students can do is to challenge themselves. Colleges like to see an upward trend. They want to see students who strive for more difficulty as they prepare for college. So the last thing you want to do is your senior year say, oh, I've worked so hard, I'm going to slack off now. That would probably be the worst thing you can do. Colleges want to see you challenge yourself to the utmost degree that senior year, because you're ready to move on to college. Developing that hook that we've talked about before is really important, because it's more than ever important to set yourself apart in the application process. You want to make sure that you stand out and you don't disappear among this whole sea of applicants. This can make the difference between you gaining acceptance or not. So you want to really make sure that you find a way to creatively demonstrate your interests to the admissions officer. You want to develop a balanced list of colleges that have a realistic reach, target, and likely colleges, so that in the end, you end up with many fine options to choose from. I think that's one of the problems a lot of my students have, is they end up with so many options that they have difficulty choosing. And that's a really good problem to have. And in the end, if you can afford it, I think hiring an independent consultant or an expert to guide you through the process is really worth the money, because you're going to be spending so much money on college that you want to make sure that you haven't missed anything and that you've looked at every possible opportunity to stand out in this process.
Well, and you mentioned earlier that working with someone such as yourself, you can help the students not only gather information, but put all the pieces of that puzzle together, right? So that when that package arrives in the admissions office, it makes sense, it's complete. It really shows that student in the best possible light. You know, Suzanne, you outline the importance of having an expert guide you through the process, which, at least to me, has come through, very clearly, not only because it's a complex process and there's lots of pieces to put together, but by getting to know your students, you can really help them stand out. And standing out is very important. You know, maybe we can conclude, just to emphasize to our listeners how competitive a process this is. Do you have any stories you can share about, how many applicants typically apply for how many open positions? Any stories from the front line, so to speak?
Sure. And I think it's important to have the facts. And all these facts can be found directly on the college websites. So for instance, UCLA, they post this information. They tell you that in 2019, the profile of the admitted freshmen were as follows. They had 111,000 applicants. They admitted 13,700 of them. They enrolled 5,900. That's the number of students that actually matriculated. And so their overall admit rate was 12%. But it's interesting because they break it down and they show you the California residents, the out-of-state residents, and international. And international students fare very well at the University of California. The California residents were admitted at 12%, the out-of-state 16%, and the international population at 8%. And then we could look at a very competitive school like a Stanford. They had about 47,000 applicants for just about 2,000 spots. I mean, that's like a 4% acceptance rate. So these are indicators of how competitive it is. So we want to be realistic. So when I say realistic reach, this is what I mean. You've got to look at the numbers and make sure that you're not wasting your time on a school that isn't in your realm of possibility.
That's a very great point. And Suzanne, I just want to thank you so much for all of the insightful information you have shared about the U.S. college admission process. It is indeed complex, and it makes sense for folks to prepare early and to seek out the advice of a professional. Listeners, you can learn more about this episode or Suzanne and her work on our resource page at podcastsofamerica.com/universities. Thank you very much for joining us for our series on getting into America's top universities. We encourage you to listen to our other series on U.S. business, culture, and lifestyle. Until then, this is Derek Quackenbush for Podcasts of America, Mastering America for Your Success.